just to digress for a moment, and it's really on today's daf, as it relates to eating fish on Shabbos. So Rav says in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, Bamem Angoy, Rav Yehuda Breid, Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, Mishmeid, Rav Omar, Betavshel Shal Tardin, V'dogim Gedoylin, V'Rosh Shumet. The Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. So Hilchos Shabbos starts in Erechaim Simen Reish Mem Beis. Afilu Misha Tzorech L'Acherim, Im Yesh Loi Ma'at Mishaloi, Tzorech L'Zariz Atzmi L'Chabed Es HaShabbos. There's an Indian, a person has to be Mechabed Shabbos, says the Magen Avraham. This is the first Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos. V'lo Yivchois Mishnei Tavshilin, you should not have less than two Tavshilin. So a person, when he prepares his Shabbos meal, should have at the very least two Tavshilin. U'betikune Shabbos Kosav, then the Magen Avraham says that in the Tikune Shabbos, it's written that in every single one of the three meals, a person should eat fish. Meaning fish is something that's critical for a person to have at a Shabbos Suda. The Magen Avraham brings it from the Tikkunei Shabbos. And the truth is, if you look around Chazal, you find this inyan of fish featuring very prominently at the Suda. At the Shabbos Suda. Just mentioned the Gemara, Bamem Ma'angoy, with Dogim Gedoylam. By the way, the Gemara says, Weiter, that let's say someone doesn't have enough money to buy dogum gedolim and all these things, what should he have? So the Gemara says, Amra Papi, she kasa da harsino. And kasa da harsino, Rashi says, was also made of fish. So you see that in the Gemara itself, when the Gemara says, Bamem ma'angoy, so the Gemara makes a big deal. It sounds like dogum gedolim, or at the very least, it should be kasa da harsino. Everyone knows the story of Yosef Maika Shabbos, right? What was the story of Yosef Maika Shabbos? This person who was always makbet to have fish. So you see, people used to eat fish. Rava malach shibuta. Right, that's an example of fish. The Gemara Masechtas Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Daf Kuf Dalet talks about Yom Shemais Rebbe. Right, we all know that Gemara. So that Gemara is also in a Koheles Rabba, and over there you have the rest of the story. So I'm not going to go through the whole Medrash. If you want to look it up inside, it's in Koheles Rabba Parsha Zayin Chav Zayin. But the Gemara is talking about the Ptira of Rebbe. And it says as follows, Rav Nechemya b'shem Rav Mono said, Maisa nisim nasu b'yisei ayoyim. On that day that Rebbe was nifter, and the subsequent day when Rebbe had his levaya, there were Maisa nisim, Erev Shabbos hoya. It was Erev Shabbos. V'iskanshin kol kir yosel espeide de Rebbe. And all the villages came together to hear his spedim for Rebbe. V'ashurine b'tamnish osar knishta. And Rebbe's body, right, the coffin of Rebbe was brought into 18 different Bate Knesias, and in each one there were Espeitim. And then afterwards, Rebbe was brought to Beis She'arim, because that's where Rebbe was buried. But this was on Erev Shabbos. And because it was on Erev Shabbos, the Yidden had to travel home to make it back for Shabbos. So the sun waited. It didn't set. This week's parasha. So just like in this week's parasha, the sun didn't set. It waited. And not just that, even when people got home, they had enough time to be madlik dener l'kovet Shabbos. And to roast a fish, umemaloi chavis mayim, and to fill up a chavis mayim. Acha also achrin shabahem shokacham. And when the last yid finished preparing for Shabbos, that's when the sun set. Incidentally, the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says, Shorin mitzikin amrin. All the chever, they started screaming, Vay de chalalin and shabbata. Woe is tosu. I mean, they made a cheshbin, right? I mean, Erev Shabbos was like 27 hours. Based on that, we were all mechal Shabbos. Ready for this? Ready for a punchline? Yotza baskova amra kol mishaloi nesatzel bespeida shal Rebbe mezumen l'chayoi rabba. He's going to be mezumen l'chayoi rabba. We all know the Gemara. The Gemara says in Ksubas that it said anyone that was there b'shas the p'tira Rebbe was mezumen l'chayoi rabba. It's like a funny zach. Because they were there b'shas p'tira shal Rebbe, this koheles rabba is the rest of the story. P'shat is because they thought they were mechalel Shabbos. So the baskol had to come back and tell them, you have nothing to worry about. Right, Moshel Amad Davidoymi, the Gemara in my cotton daf tes, where the Gemara says that the Yidin who celebrated the Chanukas Bayis, the first Beis Hamikdash, and they ate on Yom Kippur, and they were mamish, they were so worried. This is the same baskel that even though they were Mechal Shabbos, but you should know you're going to be Zumel Chai because you were Mechal Shabbos because of this tremendous miracle that took place. But they had enough time to do what? they had enough time to be madlik diner and to be tzoyla adat, because that's what the yid ate. The yid always ate fish on Shabbos. So here's the question, why? What's this inyan of eating fish on Shabbos? I mean, it comes from Chazal. But the question is, well, that the Magen Avraham doesn't say. It just says, in Indian, all Shalosh Sudas you should eat fish. But why? So Pashup Shad is, also Oynik Shabbos. Meaning, the Karasal Shabbos Oynik, Bamem Ma'ango, it sounds like there's some Oynik by eating fish. I think that's the Eim Mikri Yotzim Midei Pshutai. That in Hilchas Oynik, there's some Oynik that you have when you eat fish. There's a Teres Chaim, we mentioned this Teres Chaim in the past, that in a few different places says a Dover Nifra. The Teres Chaim is in Masechtas Erevin Daf Yotes Amid Beis, very much by Riches. It's also Masechtas Bava Basra on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, a little bit more Bekitzer. In Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, the Teres Chaim discusses the halacha that's brought down in the Torah in Simen Reish Yayin Beis, and that is that when you make Kiddush Friday night, you should never use Yayin that's Megula. Meaning, we know once upon a time there was a big sakana for someone to drink Mashke Megula. But Ho'idna, the Shulchan Aruch says, nowadays, being that we don't live amongst Nechashim Vakrabim, so it's for that reason, it's not something that you have to worry about. Stating that, in Hilchas Kiddush, it's brought down that you shouldn't be Mekadosh on Yayin Megula. So the Teres Chaim says, now what's the Inyan? So he says, the Inyan is because Shabbos Bereishis is really a remez to the Shabbos of La'asal Lavoi. Right, Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba. And really, the Shabbos Bereishis is a remez to the Shabbos of La'asal Lavoi. And the reason, says the Teres Chaim, we drink wine on Shabbos, a Pashup Shad is Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lakachoy, Zachrei Wal Ayayin. But the Oymek Advarim is because we know that La'asal Lavi is going to be a big Suda. And at that Suda, they're going to serve wine. So being that they're going to serve wine at that Suda, it's for that reason we drink wine now too. By the way, the Teres Chaim says that it's for that reason there's an Inyan to eat Basar by the Shabbos Suda. The reason there's an Indian to eat Basan by the Shabbos Suda is because at that Suda there's going to be a Shai Rabbah. Teres Chaim says that's why we eat fish on Shabbos, because there's going to be a Suda Slavli Asan. So says the Teres Chaim, being that the reason that we eat Basan, we eat dog, and we drink wine, it's Keneged L'Asa Lavoi. The Yayin of L'Asa Lavoi we know is Meshumer. It's Yayin HaMeshumer Mishesh Mei Bereshis. It's Behalten. It's being watched. It's being protected. So the wine that you make Kiddush on Shabbos can't be Megulin because it has to be Me'ein the Yayin HaMeshomer. Teres Chaim says that that's the Oymek. He says, we know Zachar V'Shomer. Shomer means you have to keep Shabbos. You have to observe Shabbos. Zachar means you have to remember another Shabbos. You don't have to remember the Shabbos you're observing. You're observing it. You have to remember, you have to be mindful and cognizant of the fact. Asvet kumen nocha Shabbos. And this Shabbos is really Me'ein a Shabbos of Lasa Lovely. This is what Teres Chaim says. It's interesting. The Bir Halacha in Simen Reish Mem Beis brings this Teres Chaim. The Halacha brings it on the Ramah. The Ramah says it's the end of Simen Reish Mem Beis. Again, this is the first Simen in Hilchah Shabbos. Yesha kasvu shemikzas mekoymois nagu lecho mulisa shekoyrim pashtida b'leil Shabbos. There's some places where the minig is to eat pashtida b'leil Shabbos. So pashtida was some, let's say, basar, and it was covered on both sides with something, which is a zeicha l'mon shayim mechusa l'mayla u'lamata. The Bir Halacha brings this comments on this minig, and he says to me, it's a very funny minig. The reason a funny minig is, you're making a zeicha to the mon on Shabbos. Shabbos was the one day that the mon didn't fall. So if Shabbos is the day the mon didn't fall, why are you making a zeicha l'mon? Now, the truth is, we have the Lechem Mishnah. Say that that's a zeicha to the Kedusha Shabbos, that it didn't fall, and that's why there was Lechem Mishnah on Friday. But you're eating a pashtida, zeicha to the mon, shayim mechusa l'maylo l'mata, I don't understand. Says the Bir Halacha, you want to know pshat, take a look at the Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim said pshat. In that shtickle Teres Chaim, zok to Teres Chaim, you want to know why there's a zeicha l'mon? It's because we know that Bereishis bar l'kim eis ha-shamayim v'sa'aretz, how many heavens are there? There are seven heavens. And one of the heavens is known as Shchakim. And the Gemara says, Amai kar Shchakim, Shaboy Shoychakin Mon Le Tzadikim. La'asad Lavoy. That means La'asad Lavoy, the Tzadikim are going to eat Mon. Zok, the Teres Chaim, you want to know why there's anything to eat Pashtida? The side of the Pashtida is, it's a Zeicha not to the Mon that fell. Because the mon didn't fall on Shabbos. It's a zeicha to the mon of the loss of Lavoi. Just like you have fish, zeicha l'levyosan. And you have basa for the shayrabar. And you have yayin, yayin, that's not megulin zeicha to the yayin, I'm a shomer. So for that reason, you have to have a zeicha to the mon, because there's going to be mon there as well. And that's the side of the pashtido. So the Chavetz Chaim brings the Teres Chaim, and he says, Umanimritzu, listen to this lashon, Umanimritzu imre yosher shalat Teres Chaim. He was mamish mishabeach, he was mahalon and mefar, this var. He loved this hergish of the Teres Chaim, that our Hanhaga on Shabbos is a Me'ein Olam Haba, and really it's a microcosm of what's going to be L'Asad Lavai. But you want to know why you eat fish on Shabbos? Teres Chaim says in Mefurish, it's related to the Sudas HaLevyasan. The Levyasan's a fish. The Tanina Magdalim Rashi says in Chumash is referring to the Levyasan. So Levyasan is a fish, and being that the Levyasan is a fish, there's going to be fish L'Asad Lavai. It's for that reason we have fish now. So the Pashup Shad is, that's just a way to be Ma'anik the Shabbos. Fish is Gishmak. The Reish Chaim already gives us a little pnimius. It's related to a very fundamental understanding of the Suda Shabbos. The Suda Shabbos is a remez to the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. Yom Shekulei Shabbos is going to have fish. So it's for that reason we should have fish as well. But if you look around in the Svarim HaKadoshim, there's so many different reasons that are given as it relates to why it is we eat fish on Shabbos. One of the interesting reasons that I saw is in the Shailos Teshuva Siach Yitzchak. So, Shailos Teshuva Siach Yitzchak, the Mechaber was Rabbi Yitzchak Weiss. He was the Gaivit of Verboi. And this is in Chelek Aleph, it's in Erechaim Simen, Kufchav Dalet, Taimim Lachilas Dogim B'Shabbos. And he has a whole Arichlos, he gives different reasons. One of the reasons that he says, this is his own reason, he said it could be because we know Oynes Talmud Chacham is Milel Shabbos Olel Shabbos. And we know that there's the Bracha of Dogim, right? Psul and Nisr Yemir Avi, the Bir Rishoyna was really Bilel Chamishi because Hashem, when he created the fish, he gave them the bracha of Pru Urvu. And because of the bracha of the dogim, Shenifra v'nirba kedogim, Oynes Talmud Chacham was always me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. So therefore the tzaddikim would eat fish because it's simon milsi, it should be zoicha Shenifra v'nirba kedogim. The Mekubalim all have a different Indian. The Mekubalim say that the reason you eat fish on Shabbos is related to the fact that tzaddikim, api Kabbalah, if they're even nisgalgal, in this world, so they come back to this world as fish. So a person could be a Gilgal and he could come back as a different type of organism. But tzaddikim come down as fish, as I say in Svarim HaKadoshim. And the Mekubalim say that when a Yid eats fish on Shabbos, if he is his achila is a proper achila, that achila of Kedusha has the ability to be ma'alad in the neshama of that tzaddik that had to be niskagel in the fish, and as a result, he can have an aliyah and he doesn't need this gilgul anymore. And that's why this big avoidance by the tzaddikim when they eat fish, by the fish, mechaptis, metahen, fashtetzach. But the point is, there's big avoidance in it. Because al pi Kabbalah, that Rizal and Rama Mifano, and Chassam Sefer brings this in, even that there's a great sezach that a person's milud in a shama of a tzaddik when he eats fish. If you look in Chassidus Shesvarim, there's many, 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 many reasons. Before that, the Chassam Sefer in the Drosh says, maybe the Chassam Sefer is Chassidus Shesvarim, but we're not getting involved in that. But the Chassam Sefer, and this is in his Drosh, one of the Droshes in Sefiras HaOmer. Now, this is above my pay grade. I just want to be makdim, but anytime you read the words of the Heilige Chassam Sefer, you have something's going on here that you don't really understand, but the words themselves are just fire. And I think it's kedai just to say over the words with the Akdama that I don't really know what I'm reading. And that is as follows. He brings it. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Dav Tzadik Ches Amar Aleph, Amar Reb Chanina. Ironically, Ein Ben David Ba, right? Reb Chanina is not the fish. Ein Ben David Ba, Adshe Yisbakish Dag L'Choyla V'lo Yimatzeh. Ein Ben David Ba, Mashiach's not going to come until there's going to be a time where you're going to try to find a fish for a choyla, and you won't be able to find it. So the Chassam Sofer says, you see from here that a fish is a school of the Rafua, right? Ein Ben David Ba, there's going to be a time where there's going to be people that are going to have Choyli, and there's going to be no refuah. And then Mashiach is going to come. And Mashiach is going to bring the geula, and like this, we won't have to worry about all these things anymore. Abba Reb Chanina said, Ein Ben David Ba Achni Spakish. What? What's the refuah? Dag L'Choyla V'lo Yimotze. That there's an inyan of Yavukish Dag L'Choyla. There's an inyan that fish is a school of the refuah. So the Chassam Sofer says, Da, you should know. Ki Choyla Gematria Memtes. The word chayla is begematria 49. It's perfect. It's easy math. It's begematria 49. The yisoid of a chayla being begematria 49 is sheva shabbosos hatzrichen tikkun. Because we know that there's sheva shabbosos temimois, right? The 7 weeks of Sefiras HaOmer. And the 7 weeks of Sefiras HaOmer is this man of tikkun. Someone's a chayla, that means his nefesh needs a tikkun. And it's merumis in the word chayla, which is gematria 49, which is keneged this man of tikkun. This man of tikkun is sheva shabbosos. Rabbi Yechim Anuri says in the Mishnah of Idias, Mishpir Shom Begehenim is from Pesach until Shavuos. It's 7 weeks. The sheva shabbosos of tikkun. The dog gematria zayin. Dog is gematria 7. So chayil is gematria 49. Dag is gematria 7. And the oimik said the chsam soif is because mitzvah lemimni yoimi u'mitzvah lemimni shvui. He says chayil is keneged the 49 days of tikkun. Dag is keneged the 7 weeks of tikkun. Because in that kuf of spheres oimi, which is the zman of tikkun, there's mitzvah lemimni yoimi 49 days u'mitzvah lemimni shvui 7 weeks. V'dag b'meyos. He says, if you take the word dag and you multiply it by 100, so in the world of gematrius, right, you can make it into a misperabim, you times it by 100, hu tof shin. It's a gematria of 700. Shezehu eishes chayil. Eishes chayil is 749. The tof shin of eishes chayil is 700, and the chayil plus the aleph is 49. So dag chayla is 749, mitzvah l'mimni yomi, mitzvah l'mimni shvui. And even if you want to take the dag and you want to multiply it by 100, what you're going to end up with is eishes chayil. L'chein mitzvah lechol dog b'shabbos. So he says it's for that reason, there's a mitzvah to eat fish on Shabbos. Eishes chayil has a shaychus to Shabbos, ki yodua, and he says that's why eishes chayil has in it these ramazan, there's a mitzvah to eat fish on Shabbos. V'yirapenu Hashem, and if a person eats fish on Shabbos, not only is he mekayim a mitzvah, but he's going to have a refuah. V'hoya aleo l'trufa. What is he referring to? So he's referring to a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, and this is in Kapitel Mem Zayin, where Yecheskel Anovi sees water that's coming out of the Makom HaMikdash, and the pasuk says, "Ki meimav min haMikdash heima yoytzin v'hoya piryo lemeichel v'aleo l'trufa." And there were pears that was coming out of this water, and there were leaves. The period was a meichel, it tasted very good, but it was more than that. V'aleo the trufa, that there was a refuah that came about through these aleo. Because the peiros that come from the mikdash, from the makom of kedusha, is something that brings refuah. So Shabbos, which is kedusha, the fish that you eat on Shabbos has this koyach of aleo the trufa. U'betziruf dag l'chayla. If you metzaruf dag and chayla, what you're going to end up with is yasa degel chava. It's the same oisius. He hoisa em kol chay. We know chava was em kol chay. Shehi ashchino ki yodua. Brings from Darizal and Rama Mifano, who's referring to the shchino. In other words, dag l'chayla is related to the Shekhinah, and like this, you're eating mamish the peiros that came from the Makom HaMikdash, and you're going to be zoicha to this inyan of aleo the trufa, the yorim digloy, and you're going to be zoicha to the diglo alayahav. So again, what this all means, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, dag l'chayla says the Chsam Sofer is a mitzvah that we, dag b'shabbos we know is a mitzvah, but it's more than that. V'yirapenu Hashem, if a chayla eats dag on Shabbos, he's going to be zoicha to refuah, and the first thing that Chsam Sofer says, that's the most understandable, is dag is 7, chayil is 49. A chayil needs some tikkun, and the tikkun comes, we know, during the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. And Pesach and Shavuos, those 7 weeks, is a bechina of mitzvah l'mimni yoimi and mitzvah l'mimni shvui. So you have the remez of the yoimi in the 49, which is chayil. You have the remez in the shvui, that's dag, which is 7. And the dag l'chayil tzazamen, a person can be zoicha to the tikkun that he needs. So l'chein mitzvah lechol dag b'shab. And why is it on Shabbos? Because there's also a remez of Eishes Chayil, Ki Oisa Im Kol Chay, which of course is associated with Shabbos. And when it comes from Shabbos, it comes from Kedusha, like in Yecheskel Anovi's Nevuah. So then it's already Valeo the truth. You're going to be Zoicha, you're going to have Refuah. So one thing for sure we take out of this Chassam Sofer is that dog on Shabbos is a school of the refuah. Amishazah, bracha, avtocha from the Chassam Sofer. Valeo the trufa, you're going to be zoicha, you're going to have a trufa. What came to mind is we've spoken over the years so much about Chodesh Iyar, which is Ani Hashem Reifach, and the Makar really comes from a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, where Shmuel said that all the medications work best between Pesach and Shavuos, and it's related to the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samech Aleph, where the Marsha says that when did all the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva die? They died between Pesach and Atzeres, which is a chiddush because that's this man of refuah. This man of refuah is when? During that 49-day period between Pesach and Shavuos. Remez yesh bedavar. In this chsam sofer, choylev is a gematria memtes. It's the gematria 49. This inyan, mitzvah mimni yomi, mitzvah mimni shvui. But achuponim, another reason why does it inyan teed dogim on Shabbos? Because it's a school of refuah. Va'alel, the truth, a person can be zoichet to refuah if this is something that he does. The Heilige Bnei Yisoschar says that the reason it's inyan to eat fish on Shabbos is because we find that during the Sheshes Mei Bereshes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave three brachas. He benched the fish on the fifth day of creation. He benched man on the sixth day of creation. And then, Vayivorech Lekim, Etzion Mashvi, Vayikadosh Oysoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Shabbos on the seventh day of creation. So the 3 days and the three things that got bracha were the fish, it was man, and it was Shabbos. So the Chasam Sofer says that if you bring this trifecta together, if the Bnei Sascha says that if man eats fish on Shabbos, this is the chuta meshulush loy b'mheri yinotek. He says, this is the spitz. And he says, it's merum is b'na'ois desha yarbitzeni. Desha is dogim, Shabbos, and Adam. B'na'ois desha yarbitzeni. That through desha, yidke b'zoicha to tremendous bracha. But I just want to end with one last chesidah shepshat, why it is that you eat fish. So again, we said Pashit, this is Einik Shabbos, right? Teres Chaim says, because loss of lava, you're going to have the Lev Yosran, so Ein, loss of lava, there's an Indian of having fish, out the Lev Yosran. We said over from the Shabbos, Shuvah Siach Yitzchak, who says, because Einis Tamil Chachas, Melel Shabbos, Leel Shabbos, so there's an Indian of Shenifra Venirba Kedogim. The Mekubolim say, because Tzadikim are misgalgalin fish, and as a result, a person with a proper achila could be mild in the Shem of a Tzadik. You know what a schus it is, if you're Zoicha to be mild in the of that tzaddik. The Hilchos Chasam Sofer said it's a school of refu, and there's a remez dag choyla is 749, because that's his man of tikkun mitzvah min lishvu, and you'll be zoichet v'aleil the trufa, because also in the gematria of eshes chayil she'esa im kol chay, this man of shechina Shabbos is the Shabbos Amalka, right? That's the chayil, what's going on in that Chasam Sofer. We said with the Bnei Yisoschar, because those are the three brachas. You have the bracha of Dagon, the bracha of Ad, bracha of Shabbos, and that's benois desha yar bitzeni, the chutam meshulish of man eating fish on Shabbos. Ein lecha bracha g'dayla. But I saw another pshat, and this is from the Heiliger of Naftuli Mirapshitz. Rapshitz Rebbe said, you want to know why you need fish on Shabbos? He said, because the avoid of a yid on Shabbos has to be shtika. This is what he said. And he said it's merumis. It's merumis that Shabbos starts off shah. Shah. Still. Shabbos. Ayid Dav Zayin still, right? So you do the Rapshitz was a batchin, and the Rapshitz used to say very, very deep things, and he would sometimes mask them in what seemed to be superficial vertlach. But the Rapshitz had said that on Shabbos, the avoid of the year is shtika, and it's merubas in Shah. Shabbos on Dav Zayin still. Shabbos he milizoit. Right, Shabbos, the avoid of the year is supposed to be b'shtika. So he said, all the balichayim make a gerida. They all make a lot of noise, right? The fish is quiet. You don't hear a word out of a fish. And he says, that's why you're supposed to eat fish on Shabbos, because you're supposed to remember, the Indian of Shtikas. I was just thinking, just to come full circle. You know, the Rashbam said you can't say any reasons why Rav would eat fish, and why Rav Chanina would eat a charusna, why Rabbi Barafuna, not eat, but why Rabbi Barafuna, his insignia was the mast of a ship, and why for Rav Chizu was a sabach, Rav Yishu was an ayin. But lulei de mistafina, maybe you could say, because we know that the Rambam says about Rav, Amra Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shloi Soch Sicha B'Teila Kol Yomav, and we've mentioned already scores, if not dozens of times, Bezer Hashem, over the years, so many different remazim to this Indian, that Rav was quiet. Rav said, La'olam yishna adam tamid b'der k'tzara. Rav said that a person's going to give din v'cheshmen even for little sicha k'alo bein ishli ishtoi. Rav said that even sicha schulin shatamid chachamim esrichim talmud. You find throughout Shas, Shosik, Rav, Rav is the one who gave us the shortest bracha in the world. Right? Rav is always he's the ultimate shaskin. Maybe that's why Rav's symbol was a fish. Fish! Why? Because the fish, the Ravshitzer said, that's shtika. That's quiet. Rav was the ultimate shaskin. So Rav is signing his name. Adaf Redin. He's not even writing Rav. Rav's a short signature. Reish Beis. He didn't even write that. He made a picture of a fish. He said, listen, I have to tell you my name. Oh, but what's Rav's symbol? Rav's symbol is the fish. Why the fish? Because the fish is the ultimate shaskin.